Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We've been doing a little bit of ghost busting of our own. I think that studio is haunted.
It was the prelude to the whoa.
Oh. I had to set some scary music in there.
Yeah, it gave me a heart attack.
I believe it's off the album. Spooky Halloween music for kids.
Oh, I love it.
Love it. Yep.
Yeah, it was sort of the prelude to the ghost busting. We've been consulting to see if we need to get them in.
Yeah, I turned up to work one day first. We have all our lights run on a motion sensor, including the car park lights and the lights for the room that leads into the elevator. I got to work, first one here, the car park lights were off, but the ones in the elevator room were on, indicating that something or someone has been through there.
Well, had set it off without setting off the car park is what you were thinking.
Exactly right.
So you might have seen on our Facebook and Instagram, we did a little video of us staking it out in the car park.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a case of just timing the lights to see. And what was your theory if the...
If the car park lights, the sensor on them is a shorter time span than the ones in the elevator room, then it's not a ghost. Anyone could have walked through there and the car park lights just happened to turn off.
Right, the times would line up and one just turns off quicker than the other.
However, if the lights in the car park take longer to turn off than the lights in the elevator, then there's a concern because how could one have been activated and not the other?
So Friday show, we ended on a experiment. We set up a GoPro in that little vestibule into the elevator.
Hmm.
First of all, thankfully, no one came into our K Avenue offices and stole the GoPro.
Yes, we were very thankful for that, yeah.
Because we did say, hey, Riverlands, there's an unattended GoPro in our lobby. So I've got the times. I've reviewed the footage.
You've got the times.
There's a small margin for error just because of the way that GoPros, they only record for about 11 minutes, 20 seconds, and they have to reset and start a new video.
Okay.
I can tell you, the car park lights turn off after about 6 minutes, 20 seconds.
Okay, yep.
That was our conclusion on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't know, Brooke, for the elevator,
yep.
The lights turn off after 5 minutes and 20 seconds, meaning elevator is shorter than the car park.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Which?
What have we found? What have we discovered? Well, what does this mean?
You seem to think it's haunted.
I definitely think it's haunted. All right. Well, it's haunted. It's haunted. That is what it is. There's no other reasonable explanation, is
there?
Sorry,
bad news, Barry. It's a ghost on the loose.
This very, very new building.
What do you want to do with this information?
I'm not sure. I think maybe we call it a professional or something. Maybe we get one of those contraptions like the Ghostbusters have in the movie and start waving it around and see if noises are made.
Don't cross the streams.
Well, that's exactly right. We know that one. We're going to be pros at this.
Oh, God.
We're going to go ghost hunting. I think that's the only possible explanation. Riverland, you're on Magic 931.
Oh, boy.